So middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Mem, on page 380 on the Kovtzadi Mebeis, where the Mishnah is in the middle of going through certain kolam and halachas of ksiva echa and mechika, writing and erasing. This is four lines down. Hakosav Ismail, someone writes with his left hand, or la'ach yadar, in the backhanded way, the hand begav yadar, the back of his hand, sha'ochas akumas betzv'osav, he's holding the quill, the pen in his fingers, v'hofach yadar, he turns his hand backwards, v'kosav, and he writes, or baragla, he uses his foot, or b'piv, with his mouth, or b'marpaka, with his elbow, that's a tzili yadav. So then his potter is going to be exempt. Why? Nisha in derech ksiva b'kach, because that's not the way you write, so that's called kalach yad. Kamokam, however, this is on page 380. Kamokam, however, isur yesh, but there's still a prohibition of filibert agla, even with his foot. B'chiyagam, no, something similar like that. What's an itter shekasubi minay? If a lefty writes with his right hand, shehilo kismol kol adam, that's like his left, then potter is going to be potter. B'chiyagam, b'smoyloi, if he writes with his left hand, which is his right hand, so to speak, chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. What v'ashoyle b'shtey yod b'shava? Someone is ambidextrous. He's dominant in both hands equally. Because when he writes whether his right or his left, Chayib is going to be liable. What happens if you have a case of cotton oiches b'kulmas? You have a child holding the pen, but gadol oiches b'yad b'kaisim, and the adult is holding the child's hand and writing. It says Mishmur Chayib is going to be liable. Shuhua ikar b'malacha. He's the primary doing the malacha. But cotton lav klumah, but the child's not doing anything. He just happens to be holding the pen, just an extension of like the pen. What happens if gadol oiches b'kulmas? What happens if the adult is holding the pen? And the child's holding the tati's hand and writing. So then these potter, the adult's going to be exempted because regarding this, the adult hasn't done anything. He hasn't done the movements to be chayef for ksiva. Now, but if the one holding the pen was intending to assist the child who's pushing his hand and writing, then the liability does depend on the one who's holding the pen. Someone's writing with the intention of ruining the leather, Chayiv is liable. Because the liability is not with the place where you're writing, although it's not constructive, we're writing it. It's on the writing, and you did writing. But if someone's erasing with the intention of ruining, then potter, because that's not going to be a constructive act, is going to be exempt. Ches, call number 8. If someone makes markings, vitsuris, or figures by Kaisel on the wall, Bishoshar or Kayetzpen, certain types of walls, Kedeksha Tsayorm Reishmim, like the way those who do the engravings, the way they make these markings. Hadizah Tulodis Kaisa, that's a derivative of Kaisib. Bechai Bisham Kaisa be liable for Kaisib, which Asharat Sin says that's from the Rambam, the source from the Yerushalmi, he says to look at the Bi'alach, where he explains this further. And Be'im Oisit Sura, Beklit Sura, If he makes the figure with one of these instruments, says Rashi, that the tool is designated for the beautification, if he makes some of it, then he's liable for makabe patish, that's what it's meant for, and then it's like, so to speak, finishing off a vessel, like making it complete. So if someone, let's say, erases that marking, to fix it, and he wants to do it over, that's exactly what the derivative of meichik is. Because meichik is when you erase, because you want to redo it, it's so someone else living. That's what and then you can be liable. You're not allowed to connect the letters of silver to the pareches or kiyitzaboy. So let's say you have a curtain that has letters and you're connecting it. So that's like, it's like an act of writing. So you not let remove the letters. It's like erasing. It's not only when you write in that way, it's also when you're creating the letters and even attaching. Is that what he writes regarding this? Now, up until now, he was writing about ksiva. Now he says, we'll explain a little bit from the ideas of erasing and sirtut, which is carving out. If someone erases a writing, with the intention of writing, where the erasing is, and it's for a space, it's just two letters, that's the biblical liability. Even one letter, if it's so big, and you have it in its place, to write two letters, Chayiv is going to be liable. If someone erases with the intention of fixing, even if it's not intention of writing, what does that mean? There were too many letters, and now he's erasing them, and the erasing is an act of tikkun, because there were too many letters, kamgechayv. That's also going to be a liability, which Shar Tzion base says looking to be halacha. That we brought previously, that we brought the opinion of Pribugam that, like we wrote, and many rights for that, that he says over there, everyone thinks I'm a nasal hakin means to say you have to erase to then write. No, it's as long as it's a constructive act. Usually erasing is not, but if it's too many letters, that is a constructive act. Because of Chayodim, Chayodim writes, the Chol Malachah is chutz mekayzim, all the Malachas, except for writing, Chayib b'mimin, you're liable whether you do with your right or your left. But kayzim is the one thing that we said, that left is considered as a backhanded way. And one would not be have the oynish of the Malachah. Maybe Raila is a deceptive parak yud, ach b'ragloi, however, with his foot, the piv, his mouth, the marpukoi, and his elbow, mashmashem, it sounds like over there, the pot of aser, that you wouldn't be chayiv for ksiva, you'd be potter, but it would be still aser. Hamasartit, if someone carves out, makes a marking, a line, carves out a line of, by niyar, paper, cloth, and parchment, the kiyetzboy, or something similar like that, kidei lichtiv shtei oisis, takas oisis, to write two letters beneath that carving, so he's like making lines where he's going to write, chayiv, he's liable, which Rashi saying this, and Gimel brings that from the Rambam, and that he holds it. This sirtut is like all the other sirtut in Shas, that it means marking to where you're going to write. So too, when he wants to cut a piece of leather, a short drum, or other things, so he carves, he makes a marking first. I mean, you want to make a straight line. You see, a lot of times tailors do that. They make these lines so to know where you're going to cut. That's also in the Malacha. Not such a well-known Malacha, but Masartin, which Shartin Osman Dal says that's how it's brought in Rashi. That this is what Masartin is, and that sounds like the Yishalmi. The Rambam, it sounds like that would be a Tolod of Masartin. And it's logical that Rashi agrees to the Rambam by the Sitra of the Ksiva, that that's also called Masartin. And that even though in the Mishkan there was leather to cut after that, but the same thing would be every Sitra that you do to focus through that, the activity that you're doing afterwards, that they're not disagreeing with each other. Only question is, what's the primary? It says Mishra refer, he says, but what then something is Chorosha Eitzim, carpenters, Shemavirin Chutchal Tzikra, Al Gabe Akari, that they pass this red string on the beam, Kedeshi Beshava, so that they could cut straight. Oy Hagivlim, Sha'isin Kain Babanim, or the cement makers that they do this with stone, Kedeshi Yivatzalem Beshava, so that they should cut away the stone straight. These are all included in making markings that is going to be able to do a straight line. Whether you're making this marking with dye or without coloring, you're going to be liable. He says, I was very lengthy with all this. To verify what's biblical, what's exempt, but rabbinically forbidden. With Afkamina, this is a well-known klal, Shabbos, to always know what's deraisa rabbanu, which makes it hard sometimes. Because you have to really know all of Hilchos Shabbos. Ideinu Hudi, b'makom mitzvah. There are many heterim that come up through a non-Jew. You have to know if it's biblical, you're not allowed, or if it's rabbinic. Yeah, because the Kamelam Mesimish and Zayin, this is deraisa, imatino deinu Hudi. We don't permit a biblical prohibition through a non-Jew in general. Even in the situation of mitzvah. But if it's rabbinic, then it would be what's called a shvus to shvus. Because he's telling a non-Jew, which is the Rabbanan, to do a Isra Rabbanan, which is permitted in certain Tzarech Gadol or B'malka Mitzah. And therefore, that's why he says it was very lengthy, so that you know what's what in regards to the Isra of Amir La'ak. Now we continue with Sif Hei on this page. Mutta Lushim Bat Tzipur, and you're allowed to make a marking with a fingernail, Allah Sefer, on a book, on a Sefer. Come on, Shreshim, the way they make markings for a sign. She'inza Dovah Meskayim, it's not something that lasts. So says Mishabura, Sifkan Chavgim, Mutta Bechulu, that you're allowed to make this marking, but it says the Yeshmach Mirz that those are strings regarding this, Vim Bibi Allah, and the Ramaskal Mutter. Sevkan Chavdalad, Lishamat Siparin, to make a marking with the fingernail. Now, but after the Shema King Kaaba Amid, it's specifically a mark, like just a line. Like you take your fingernail and you stick it in, and now on the page it makes a marking. Lizikaran, as a memory, Sheesh Bezeiza Toy Seifa, like you want to remember, there's a certain mistake over here. Now, Mushimdali Chashem, Kasim Klaal, Balavavavi, since it's not, anyways, considered like a writing at all. So that's what it's saying, since it's temporary, it's permitted. Avalasis came in ice, but to make like a letter, to carve out with your fingernail, a letter, Vadi Asa Beshur, that's going to be forbidden. Afil Vois Achas, he meant one letter, Sivkon Chafei. But here, that it's permitted is because Sheinze Bechulu, that's not something that lasts. Now, Vadavka Beklof Akash, this is specifically hard parchment. The Bismanim in their time, so you Kaisman Al Klav, their books, their Sefarim were written on parchment. But on paper, that's been a cut the miskaimus. So the Achrayim say that's going to last. Your mark that you made in it's going to make a lasting mark, and never that's forbidden. Never davka betziporin, specifically with the fingernail. Avlam reisha bay is clear, but if you're using some tool to make a marking, sha'isur shima muka yisur, it makes a very deep mark. Av al klafa eats asur. The name of the parchment wood is going to be forbidden. To make a hate from the miskaimus, then it is recognized. Well, it is going to last, and that's forbidden to be done. The Shar Tzinos Nunchas says, because Rabbi Yisi for sure agrees, also to the Mishnah, if you write with something that doesn't last, or on something that doesn't last, you can be potter if that's the case. So why is hold that Yichayev when you're making markings, seritis lines chiseled away, but hard wood is like parchment. Rather, obviously, he's talking about when you do the seritah with a kli, that then the seritah is going to last even more, and therefore that's why that's something that's going to be forbidden. Now, some of the Bi'at Lochas, it's on Daf Kuf Tzadim and Aleph, like around 10 lines down, where we were, it's a huge Bi'at Locha, and we were continuing. Bi'at Locha keeps on going as the Mishnah Berurah kept on going. So, regarding writing one letter, so he says, look at the Mishnah Berurah that specifically, if it completes the Sefer. Now, it sounds like that if you complete with this only a word, then you're not going to be chayv. And to accept this word opposite. Oh, wait a second. Actually, we finished this Pialacha, I believe, right? We finished this Pialacha. So, Divi Maschel Mutter. This is on Kuv Tzadi Aleph and Aleph. Divi Maschel Mutter. So, the Bach and the Taz, they ask in the words of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah and Perek Ablaino, that Roshim, making a marking, is like Kaisa, it was like writing. Because they would actually, that's where you know Kaisa from. They would make markings on the boards of the Mishkan to know which one to pair it up with. If they make two markings is something that lasts, Yichayev Achatas, if that's the case, by something that doesn't last, that should be Asim and Drabanan, as brought in the Mishnah, but they regarding writing by something that doesn't last, as we said in Sevdal. And then the Bach Paskins from this power, that not like the Torah of Machab, and he writes that you now let make a marking with a fingernail, even just one marking, and the Mogadron brings it. The Taz is lengthy regarding this, and he resolves it. But the truth is that, like the Eli Rabbi is mitzadet, is inclined to say that the Torah holds that the Loch is not like a B.C., like the way the Bartanur says, if that's the case, if someone makes markings just in general, it's not included in Christ of it, it's only rabbinically forbidden, and therefore by somebody that doesn't last, then it should be totally permitted. Look over there. That's clear that that's also the opinion of the Rif and the Rush and the Ram and the Ben Yeruchim, not like a B.C., because the old Paskin, if you write with your left hand, you can be potter unless if you're ambidextrous, which is not like a B.C., is brought in the Gemara there, and that's also the reason in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Dachamisha brings the name that is a red that's forbidden, and it's conservative of the Binyar B.C., if you make a marking, you can be kind of like writing. If that's the case, by somebody that doesn't last, it will be rabbinically forbidden. And Knesset Gedolah writes, it's appropriate for Yerushalayim, a God-fearing person, to be stringent regarding this. That's how it's written in the Bechi Yesu. Look what I read also further in the explanation of the word Shulchan Aruch. It says, in this edited comment, he says, parenthetically, he says, I'm going to write something wondrous that I saw in the Magen Mishnah, and what the Rambam writes over there in Halacha Yud Zayin, that if someone makes a marking, it's a Tolad of Kaisav. It says, how's that? Someone makes a marking and the figures in the wall, something like that. The Magen Mishnah writes, Roshim is Tolad of Kaisav. It's a Mishnah on Abayna, which Amr Abiyisi. So you're not Chayiv, two letters only because of Roshim, because you write on the boards of the Mishkan to know which is the peer.
And he says, Upir Shabinu, in the Pirsha Mishnayis, says that the opinion of Rabbi Yisi was that Reshim is Av B'fnei Atzmai. And writing two letters itself is because of Reshim, because that's what they did in the Mishkan. So Aloch is not like him, rather it's a Talid of Kaisa. That's the words of the Rav Amag. It says I don't know his commentary. What do you mean? Writing two letters is literally Kaisa, not a Talid. That's brought in the Mishnah of Ayin Gimel. And if you're going to say, what it means to say is regarding Reshima, that they're just these, in general, scrapes, it's a lot of kaisev, and this that the Ram writes with the halach is not like a b'yisi, that is, it's not an abef and the that's also not the case, because Ram over there is not talking about regarding scrapes at all, markings, lines at all, regarding, or rather regarding writing two letters, that's because of chiv, because of Rashim, look over there, and this is brought in the Gemara with the Kof, Gimel, and Beis, that according to b'yisi, if you make two marks, two scratches, you can be chayiv, and Mela, we learn out from this that since he holds like current abuse that two letters are not including ksiva still. It's only because of Reshman Dichai, because it's just a simon ba'alma. If that's the case, even two sritas also included in this. And Mela, according to Rambam, the Paskins, and the Pirish Mishnah, like, the halach is not like abuse. He read the two letters of chiv because of kaisa. So we don't have any right to Rashima that's included in Malacha, that by the boards of the Mishkan that they would write letters. That sounds like from the Pirish Mishnah over there. And that's the sounds like in the Brayser, abuse Latamei, his Mechadish, this halacha, the sritas, Bechla Malacha. And he concludes, therefore, I'm sorry, look over there. sounds like that according to Tanakama, you're part of the street. That's the sounds like within the Gemara, that therefore part of according to Tanakama when you're dominant in your left hand. Also, all the words of the Magen Mishnah, that he brings the words of Rabbi Yisi as a source to the words of the Rambam of Yisi, is a wonder, because this Rishim the Rambam mentions is something else, because it concludes, Ketzad Rishim Rishamim, and his words are explicit in Yisham, Perikla God, Halacha Beis, look over there, and he doesn't mention that from this idea of Rishima Sritas, the marks of the lines, sounds like that he holds that this does not include Mechal Kaisav at all. That's what sounds like, also from this that he passed, that if you write the left hand, you can be potter, as we mentioned, and so too, that from what he says in the passage in Halacha Yud, regarding writing two letters, Tavka, when there is somewhat of a word, like Sheish, Teis, and Yichai, but Alav, you can be potter, like the Rabbi Magen Mishnah writes over there, and if you're going to say, even two markings of Chayav, so it's not less than these two letters, than two Rishimas, and also all the Tanum over there that they hold in the Gemara, the Alav, Azreka, Yina Chayav, obviously holds also the Rishimas Ba'alma, that you would be potter. The Bir Alocha and the Bimaska Lirshim, that the Mechab again said that you're allowed to make a marking with a fingernail on a sefer, because it's not something that's going to last. He says, look at Prima Gudin that he writes that, however, when you make with the fingernail marking on a mistake in the sefer, it would seem that it would be forbidden because you're editing and you're fixing with this. He says, I'm concerned for a chichiv chattis even. He says, look at Shabbos of Kovdalma Beis, and that could be marked for just to remember, something like that. That you could say maybe it's going to be permitted. That's his words. However, from the words of the other chem, it does not sound like that, and halachas with them, because then the Gemara Shabbos of Kovdal is talking about when you're being misakin a letter through your editing, but here we're only doing for a mark for remembering, and the tikkun's being done after Shabbos. Maybe the intent of the Prima Gudin is when you erase a letter through the marking of your fingernail, but that's pushing it, because for sure the words of Shulchan Aruch not talking in such a situation, so what would he be teaching us? In different maschal, Kamei Shereishman, the way people mark for a sign, that's not something that's going to last. So look at Mishnah Berurah, what we wrote, that to make like a letter is forbidden. And that's from the words of the Levosh and other Achreinim. Now, from the words of Ben Lagoyen, Sibdal, that he proves that the source of the words that are over there is that you're permitted to make a marking in the ear, like letters, and even many from this Siv. Sometimes that he explains the words of the Shulchan Aruch, even like letters. And according to this, he says, I don't know any reason for the words of Shulchan Aruch that it permits over here, like a tchila, maybe because it's something that doesn't last, at least Midrabanan should be forbidden. So maybe that's the reason of the Bandagoyin, that he doesn't quote any source of the words of Shulchan Aruch in this sif. However, it's a little bit difficult because he should have been contested and it's not to be quiet. So maybe the reason is because Shulchan Aruch holds that making a mark is not considered writing at all in all situations. And proof of this is in the words of Yishalmi, that you make a marking on a letter, like the form of a writing, you're going to be put, and that's the Rambam Paskin. It's like within the words of Rabbi Magid, that sources from this Yishalmi. And therefore, when it doesn't last, it's Mutlik Tchila. And don't say the Yishalmi is talking about when you make a mark with your fingernail, because it's something that doesn't last, and therefore you're put, and it's known that the exemption of Shabbos is you're put, but it's Aser. First of all, because he says Stam. And also, if that's the case, so then it should have differentiated by Rishim itself between a tool and between the fingernail. So why should he differentiate over there between tearing with the leather and the form of a writing, and between marking with on the leather in the form of a writing? However, in the his gifts in the Yishalmi is the opposite. They make a mark on leather like the form of a writing is chayiv, and that's how it's in our taste after. And when they're going, it's not magian to say anything. It sounds like that he holds that that's the ikker according to this. To make a marking in the fingernail with something that doesn't last, at least it should be us like a tchila, to be the opinion of those achrayim. According to our words, he says that this whole halacha is dependent on the gears of the Tesefta, as according to the gears of the Rambam, or according to the gears of the Arzura. That's how the Magen Mishnah writes that there are chalup and eschleis in the Tesefta, and says, so the Bnei Gan did very well that he didn't write in this, not a source and not a saga, because it depends on the gears. Just says, Adayin Tzarchin, because it still requires further analysis. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 58. To press with the left hand on the pressing, somebody pushes on a pressing to print to something. Chubas Gizmaisha writes, that's not considered a shinui, because this pressing in that form, whether the pressing is done with the right hand or with the left hand, doesn't really make a difference. Someone makes a seal with a seal with the left hand, because Mesh is not sure if, since it's very easy to seal with the right hand, it's easier to do it right in the left hand. Is that considered as a shinui? Or since both ways forms a very clear seal, it wouldn't be a shinui. Pinner Rinsky Reltz is that a chasima in such a way is not considered as writing with a shinui, because since the chasima signing with the left hand is not really such a significant tircham, it's not really a significant effort more than what the signing is with the right hand. So it's not really considered as a shinah. Someone writes with the left hand with a machine of writing. Some is not sure if it has a halacha like writing with the left hand, yapatra, since that the way to write with this machine of writing is with two hands, it's considered as like a typewriter or whatever it is. It's considered like writing in the normal way, you can be chayv. Writing opposite letters, trus har tzvi, like it gets reflected, that it's considered as writing in a backhanded way. However, someone writes letters opposite on glass, so when you turn it over in the glass, you see it straight. He's not sure if that's considered as ksivul achayad, backhanded writing. However, addition number 59, someone that in his nature, he's dominant only in his right hand, but he accustomed himself to write by forcing himself also with the left hand. This girl holds that if he writes with the left hand, it's considered like writing with a shin, he's going to be potter. However, someone that his right hand got cut off, and he got himself accustomed to being dominant in his left hand, he holds that this writing would not be considered as writing with a shinai. Someone is amputated with both hands, that he got himself accustomed to writing with his feet or with his mouth or something like that. Shuvah's Yehudi Allah writes that it has halacha like a itter, like a lefty, that writes with his left hand. Another in this girl says that this writing is considered fundamentally writing in an abnormal way, and he can be potter. Look at Marketzia, he writes in Shuvah's Harama, but he writes regarding Egidim, that writes a Sefer Torah, Tzvel Mezuzahs, with his feet. Just number 60. If someone takes a picture on film or some type of a recording device, Chuvash Mechazizah writes, that's included in Rosh Mersham, making a marking. Now then, Chuvash Levi is not sure regarding this because you're not really marking the picture on the film. You're just removing the covering that prevents the light from reaching it, and the image is marked by itself. Now, writing on a computer, Shlomo Zalman writes that that's not the malach of Kaisim and Deraisa. Another Shlomo Shabbat Levi writes that that would be malach of Kaisim and Deraisa, and he explains that even though the writing gets erased from the screen at a later point in time, however, since it's not erased by itself, only through some other action, it's considered what the Rambam writes, as brought in Mishnah Berurah previously, that if someone writes on his flesh, even though the warmth of the flesh is going to remove the writing at a later point in time, and that's what's been in Skrelitz, that this writing is included in writing that lasts. And it's Issa Deraisa, however, for a different reason. Look over there. Now, to enter into a place that has a video camera that films what's being done and it projects it onto the screen, B'yashav holds that's including Kaisiv, but since this marking is done not in a normal way, so there's no Issa Deraisa. That's what's been Reskerelitz, that there would be Issa or Kaisiv, but according to him, there's no Issa Deraisa for a different reason, because since it's not the norm to maintain these pictures for an extended period of time, it's considered like Ksav She'in the Miskayim. From a Chachani over there, it seemed that according to Rinsker Elitz, it is considered Ksav HaMaskai. And that's what's written in Shavu Levi, that there is a Issa Kaisa. Look over there what he writes. The reason for this, that there's no Issa Deraisa. Now, if the opinion of an intention of the person that's entering to this place is not to be photographed, but rather just happen to be passing by, Rabbi Ashav holds that you could be leaning in a necessary situation, and that's how Shavu Levi is inclined. And then Shlomo Zalman writes that since you don't have that the one entering is intending to be videoed, so it's considered psikreishal, like nichlei, it's inevitable, but it's not pleasing by two drabbanim, because first of all, the image is not protected even for a small amount of time, it's right away moves on, and moreover, it's on the backhand away, and therefore there's no issa to enter into this place. If someone records a sound on a recording device, Trubish Beis Yitzchak writes that that's including reishim, it's making a marking. And you can be chayv, that's written Shuvah Chel Kazakim, that's in Klan Shuvah Mitzvah Yitzchak. Shuvah Har Tzvi is not sure regarding this. Another Mishlom Zalman writes that recording the sound on the tape, there's no case. It's possible that even those who say it's forbidden, they didn't make it forbidden only by a recording that makes some type of physical change in the recording, like the old records, but not by recording that's just magnetic, things like that, the way it's done regarding current day recordings. Addition 61. Connecting letters of a machine printing press, in a place where it's designated for the machine, Marketzia writes that that's forbidden because of Kaisa. The parts of a puzzle that have on them parts of letters or figures, images, that are made in a way that you could connect one to the other or to match up to the form of the frame, some holds that's forbidden to connect them. Now, if the parts are not made to connect one to the other or to match up to, in like a frame, rather to just keep them near each other. It's no isser, that's what's been Shalmazamrim, Skirelitz. And then Rabbi Ashav holds that even such a situation is forbidden. Dish number 62, Shalmazamrim explains that even though putting together letters near each other is not considered as kesiva, however, connecting the letters to the pareches or to a platform is considered as writing. He adds on that therefore, if someone tears a paper between the letters, it's not even isser meicha, because it's not erasing the letters from their platform, it's just distancing the letter one from the other, so that's not an isser. To connect letters that are made from a magnet on a board, Shlomo Zalman holds that forbidden, risk or else is not sure if that's considered as attaching regarding writing. Number 63, if someone erases two letters with the intention of writing one large letter, so the Sfasem Shab is not sure of Yechayiv, since you're forming a place that's fit for two letters, or since he did not have an intention to write on the place of the racing only one letter, so he would be part of Shlomo Zalman writes, Pashur that he'd be Chayiv. Dish number 64, racing with the left hand, Gal Yab is not sure if that's considered a racing with a Shina. Shuvah Zalman Nezer writes, that's not a Shina, and that's written in Shuvah Shuvah Levi. Dish number 65, the marking that you make with a knife on citrus fruits to peel them easier, Shlomo Zalman writes, that's not a problem of Issa Sirtut. Dush number 72. Getting your fingerprinting for identification, Shlomo Zalman is not sure if it has halacha like forming an image, and that you have according to everyone, or it's only like a marking, and you have only according to Rabbi Yisi. Chalkus Yaakov writes that it does have a halacha like a tzir, like making an image.